The opinions on this show are ours and ours alone.
All information is for entertainment purposes only.
This content is meant for mature audiences.
So press start and come join our game.
Back to another episode of Waiting for Players. I'm Adam.
I'm muted.
I'm also Adam.
And I'm John.
I'm Peter.
Unfortunately, no Josh today because Peter wasn't here.
You could be Geppetto.
I'll be Geppetto.
You could be Geppetto.
Geppetto file.
So today we're playing Galactic Junk League?
Yes. Well, I mean, maybe this queue time is 2 minutes. This is the longest queue I've ever had.
I mean, having an issue getting into a game, but
I've got a real long queue.
But you do get to look at Adam's ship here.
Yeah, it's the USS Blue Baller.
Blue Ballin'.
Hey, so Adam, I have another idea for your ship.
Yes.
See the front guns.
Yeah.
Move the top guns in the center back one block so that there's room for another one.
So I can't do it now. I found a game, but I see what you're saying. Then put them up there,
and then remove the whole front of your ship and make it lighter.
But then it won't be as armored. But it would be a lot lighter.
But if somebody shoots you from the side, back, or any other angle, they're still shooting directly into your core. So that is a very situational front end, my friend.
It's saved my ass quite a few times.
I bet it has, and I bet it's done nothing for you quite a few times.
I mean, there's that, too. there's also that.
Look, man, you're talking to a robo...
Craft.
RoboCraft champion.
Yeah,
he knows
if anybody
the name of the game and stuff.
If anybody has played RoboCraft before, this is just RoboCraft, but with spaceships and
extra steps
and space battles. Actually, less steps. The thrust on this is a little bit more simplified than it is in RoboCraft.
Mr. Mike Felix asks, "Who's going to get roasted first?"
What?
I don't. He just asks, "Who's going to get roasted first?"
I guess who's going to talk shit to? I don't know.
Oh, yeah, that must be it. Yeah, gotcha.
I assume John, because that's your favorite target.
You know I took why? Roasted in a completely different meaning.
Do you know why? Because bring it on, you pussy. All right? That's right, Jesus Mike. Christ. Me and you all night, baby. Pounded a couple Bud Lights, and I'm feeling...
One. A little bloated.
Feel a little queasy.
Yeah, I've had to throw up.
Well, you ready to hop into the news?
By the way, Mike, you were first. Yeah, let's do that. First story. I fractured my butthole, and now I've been delayed.
Well, let's sum that up.
Did
so...
I read that right?
Fractured buttholes.
John spoke first. It's go time.
That's right. Sit there and think of stuff. Text your buddies for things to say. It'll be okay.
So what actually is in the news is that South Park, the fractured butthole, got delayed again.
The fractured butthole, my fractured butthole, I don't see a big difference.
Now, we had talked about this earlier, in the last year.
The first time it got delayed?
Yeah.
How's that front of the ship working out for you?
And charge!
And I'm going to stick by...
It's still there, actually.
I'm going to stick by what I said last time. It's as long as the gameplay and everything is still... exactly what it was for, or not exactly, but the level of excellence that it was for the Stick of Truth.
Right.
And they make sure that if it's all attention to detail delays, then I'm okay with it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they say that, you know, like, pretty much what developers always say, that they're just trying to get it up to the standards they expect, and blah, blah.
I mean, it makes me a little nervous, though. Like, what did they have? Like, people go on strike or something?
No, they probably found bugs in early playtests and stuff.
Because they delayed it for, like, the fiscal year of, like, 2017, didn't they? Which means, basically, we're looking at, like, a 2018 release?
It's possible.
It says that it should now coming sometime before April 2018.
Ouch!
Yeah, well, because they projected
wow,
their earnings
fucked up.
Already, so you know it's not coming anytime soon. They redid their earnings projections and basically removed all of what they thought they were going to make from the fractured butthole. So, because you make lots of money on that, apparently.
On a fractured butthole? I mean, you
they dropped their earnings like $1.5 billion or something insane. Yeah. So they're apparently planning on selling a shit ton of copies. Which, in all fairness, then I think it's even more crucial that they make an exceptional game, because if that many people are going to play it, you really don't have a lot of options.
Edward says he would much rather buy, much rather a game be delayed and be finished slash good than to buy an incomplete game.
Oh, absolutely. I agree with him 100%. I'll wait for quality. You know,
delays suck, but it's even worse when the game comes out just half complete.
No Man's Sky,
Unity, like Assassin's Creed Unity.
Yeah,
we knew you meant.
Sorry.
The game engine Unity is incomplete.
I feel like I'm flying into a dangerous place.
I think you are, and I think you're jumping into a more dangerous place. Oh,
the Stick of Truth was delayed a few times, too. So,
it was. Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it's just what they tend to do. I just overpromise a little and then, and then realize that they...
Also, like, superheroes aren't going to be out of fashion anytime soon.
Yeah.
So let's just do this. Let's just let it happen.
Make it good.
April 2018, though?
Right.
Man.
That's the problem. You wait too long, and then people just start kind of forgetting about it.
They start Last Guardian it.
Yeah, exactly.
Quick question, Adam.
What?
Can you rotate onto your side?
No. You can't, like, barrel roll.
What kind of space is this?
None of the games that I've played like this you can do that with. You can't do it with Fractured Space or Dreadnought.
That is unfortunate, though. You should be able to.
You should be able to, I agree.
Everything should be the same. You should be able to show them the side of the ship you want to show them, you know?
Yeah.
Like, show them your fractured butthole.
Well, ideally, I wish I could, like, pivot myself forward so the top of my ship was facing them.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I don't know. That bugs me a little. Anyways, I was just
playing
curious.
If the fractured butthole comes out, are we playing it? Can we play it on the stream?
I don't see why not.
Yeah? Okay. Yeah. Can I play that? Can I?
Sure.
That be me?
Yeah.
Yay.
You have to buy it already?
I would like... I'll buy it. Are you fucking kidding me? I bought the Stick of Truth. Oh, no, I didn't.
Oh, who's a liar?
This is before I started paying for games. Now, I haven't torrented a game in...
Weeks.
Years, dude.
Yeah. I haven't in a long time.
Weeks. It's been entire hours.
I can't torrent to the game. Games I play have online multiplayer, and you can't torrent.
Yeah, you can't. You can't pirate online games.
Fuck
and
me.
You're better off like getting all the patches and the updates too, instead of just having a half broken game. Like, you know.
I just I really don't play single player, so the games you can get, like you could pirate, to me just serve no purpose because I don't play them.
You telling me The Witcher serves no purpose?
Zero.
Get the fuck out.
I would buy it and support my studio.
There you go. Yeah, I did that.
Yeah, I ain't no pirate punk.
Real Adam needs to finish the Stick of Truth first. Guess who said that?
Gee, I wonder.
Some bitch.
Probably that is some weak trash talk. I mean, it was a good game, but I've got so many other games I need to finish first.
It's actually quite a long one, too.
Yeah.
It's a good 20 hours if you want to put everything into it.
So you're saying, like, completionist status?
Yeah.
20 hours?
Yeah. Okay. And I didn't even complete everything. Like, I didn't get all the Chin Pokemons.
Oh.
Game over.
But, yeah, so they're delayed. You know what? If the game's better, let's do it.
Let's talk about something in early access, shall we?
Yeah, how about Conan Exiles? That's in early access. Would you like to talk about that one, Josh?
That would be the one I suggested, yes.
Okay.
I'm surprised you guys haven't bought this game yet.
I'm surprised Adam
hasn't
bought
this close yesterday.
Yeah?
This close. Look at my fingers.
That right close? Now.
I mean...
But you have a slider, so you can adjust that. Don't worry.
There are dick physics, my friend. Wait, this is starting to look like the Donkey Punch.
It is.
But I'm okay with that. It makes more sense to me.
Looks like the butt plug right now.
Not really.
How many butt plugs you played with?
I own at least
just
three
the one.
Of them.
Yeah.
I'm wearing one.
That's a sexy plug.
And by wearing one, I mean it's inside of me.
So why are we talking about Conan Exiles?
It's already sold 320,000...
Because there's a slider.
320,000 copies in early access.
I believe it even crashed their servers, right?
Sure did.
Yeah.
Sure did.
Which is not a huge problem to have if that's your problem, because too many people are playing your game.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
Shucks.
And so Funcom has reported that all development costs have been recouped. and they're now offering out dev kits to the
for like modding or what?
Yeah.
Nice.
Can you raise them, Adam?
Man, what kind of mods are going
to
come for
I'll
that?
Have to get rid of the bridge of
dick and ball physics.
It'll get in the way of this one.
Bestiality. Just bestiality all day long.
Flatten it out, Adam.
That's also right something here. You can do in Xbox.
I think in mods where you have like your dick on your forehead or something, you know.
A dick of coin.
No, I don't know what I want to do here.
Yeah. But either way, like I remember how much fun we had just discussing like all of these possibilities, perfect. But apparently they found their market.
Yeah. People like me.
Well, you need to pick up this game so we can play it on the stream.
I agree.
Well, I mean, it's expensive.
Well, I mean,
money stuffs.
Yeah. John, you're next.
Yay, Dick Physics.
I know. I plan on picking this game up. I do.
Let's see. This article came out 4 days ago, and it says, meanwhile, Funcom is still working to get official servers back online. They are launching new ones and trying to restore the original servers, which contain the buildings, items, and progress of the players who initially used them. Those servers hit a snag, however, and it sounds like it may take additional time to restore them.
Oh, should have used a raid array.
Dumb.
No.
No?
No.
You can't? That wouldn't help at all. Because then they could rebuild the data off of the other drives.
I doubt they're having issues with that.
Oh, then why are they having a hard time bringing the data back?
Because there's too many people trying to access the server at once.
So shut it down. Turn it on.
Tell people
that's not very good for your customers.
Tell people no, they can't play your game.
Right?
Just for, like, you know, 5-ish
people
minutes.
Get angry when you don't let them get their dick and ball physics.
I'm pissed. Dude, I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore.
I almost bought it yesterday.
I'm going to sign a petition. You almost bought it yesterday.
And then I bought Super Hot.
Well, you know, you are on a game next week.
And then I bought Super Hot. And I also bought Sword Juice.
Sword Juice?
Yeah, something like that.
Our summer at camp.
Yeah. I'm dead serious. I think that was like the name of it. Sword Juice or God. Who knows?
Sword Juice or God? Two very, very separate stories.
Wait, I can do this. I have the Steam app.
So, modern robotics is really cool. But another thing that's really awesome about modern robotics is when we get modern robots to play video games.
Is that a thing?
Yes. So, earlier this week, let's see, a robot called... Where's the robot's name? God damn it. It's got a robot name. But either way, Tazbot.
Tazbot, yeah. Tool-assisted speedrun bot. Robot.
Played, oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
Played Super NES, or played N64 games and Super NES games and did speedruns on a podcast called Awesome Games Done Quick.
How many records did it break?
I don't know.
Because I've got to imagine if it's being all smart like that, it's probably breaking records because it's doing things perfectly. Oh, yeah, jumping into battle.
Nice.
Oh, that's a sweet-looking ship. Which one is
man,
that?
Man, I have too many games in my library.
That was just a square.
A lot of people go for the Borg cube, which doesn't really work very well because you end up punching a hole in it, and then just everything is exposed like a fucking pinata. Just like, yeah, I get it. You can shoot any direction evenly, but...
Oh, man. You know, so Mike's going to give you shit for being on your phone, John.
Hey, you know what, Mike? Do it. Oh, it's called Sword with Sauce.
Sword with sauce.
Sword juice.
Sword, well, sword juice.
That's a sweet looking ship.
Sword with sauce, yeah. It's kind of like a Super Hot without slowing down the time.
So nothing like Super Hot in the slightest.
The graphics.
Well, white
not
and
even
red.
The graphics.
Wet burp, is that what you said?
Yeah, white and red.
So we need to get one of these robots to so they can play games for us while we...
Speaking of playing games, Adam should play a
we
game.
We might have gotten further today
I'm working
had we
on
had
it.
Tazbot playing.
Let me just make loading faster.
Because I was not figuring it out.
Mike said, I hope you guys have a lot of news tonight. I don't really feel like hearing about this game.
Oh, surprise, Mike. It's not Call
he
of
Duty. He
probably
doesn't have the creative ability to build his own spaceship.
Let's not insult our...
Unfortunately, we don't have any space news. I know Mike gets really excited.
We do too. We have
that.
Space news. There's a NASA news.
Oh, there is one. That's right.
Yeah. And we're going to talk about it for. We're going to talk about it for at least an hour, Mike. Slowly and monotone.
So while we're on this topic of robotics, the Swift is a programmable robotic arm for the masses. Mm-hmm. Let's see.
This thing I thought was pretty cool. I actually thought about doing this as
a gadget.
Yeah.
So U-Factory.
Yeah.
U-Factory is a crowdfunded robotic, created a crowdfunded robotic arm called the Swift. And early bird models were $300. And this thing is fucking sick. It can open. It's like a desk arm. Yeah. You can tell to do whatever the fuck it, like within its capabilities. It's
I thought
really
that was
cool.
Pretty awesome too.
Yeah.
Like there was one mode where like it tracks you. Mm-hmm. So but he's you out could of have range. Like a camera or the video I saw had like a fan on it that was.
Think of like a stationary version of Robert Downey Jr.'s robot in the first Iron Man. Like that. He calls him Dummy.
How long till someone uses it to pleasure themselves?
When it rips their dick off.
When it's sensitive enough, yeah.
When it smooshes and then keeps squeezing in the... Yeah, no thanks.
I'm just saying, how long till someone tries it?
Oh, I'm sure somebody tries it super fast. They're probably going to put, like, jelly fingers on it.
Oh, that would be bomb.
If you set that up, Adam, let me know.
I got you.
My turn. I want one. I think the studio needs one. Laserhead, 3D printer head.
Yeah.
$500. People could donate it, Mike, because you get all this free love listening stuff.
What?
Well, we love him, and he gets to listen to us.
Speak
love
for
him.
Yourself.
I feel like you love Mike, and you love fighting with Mike.
I've got three brothers, man. I live for this.
And then he beats on his sister.
What? No, Monica was an angel. Nobody fucked with Mo. Nobody. Because anybody who got mad at Mo and fucked with her, the other brothers weren't mad at Mo. Doesn't matter who it was. It just never worked out for you. You
so
just couldn't.
What are we going to do with a robotic arm here in the studio?
We'll print more keychains.
Okay.
We'll print Adam a pocket pussy or something because, man, he's in need.
No. We could just have it, like, hold things up in front of the camera.
Right? And then you'll see we have this flyer we print.
All right, I'm not going to lie. If I had a 3D printer, I would make a bunch of little miniature dicks and then just, like, walk around and be like, oh, that lady has her purse open, and then just like drop one in there. Be like, oh, that dude's backpack's open, drop one in there. And
that would be kind of fun.
And just, like... Later they'll find a dick.
Do you think?
You know, like,
do you think if the lady was good looking, you'd give her a double dickin'?
I might give her two. I might. Give her the sample size and then the whole meal. I should have done that with fingers because that really did not look good for me.
And then the whole meal.
Did that slider?
Yeah. Oh man.
Just as far as my fingers went apart.
Now I would print all kinds of stuff.
All kinds of different dicks.
No dicks. I mean, maybe a couple.
I was going to say, don't lie, John.
You know,
there's a lot of useful things.
Did you say just for me?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, I would print, like, lamp fixtures for, like, cool designs online that you can, like, build together.
Yeah.
Like, that guy's making that Portal 2 lamp. He's, like, 3D.
Oh, wow, that
not lamp. Who's the AI thing that moves around the... What's her name?
Gladys.
Mark. Gladys. Yeah, he's making a Gladys.
Did you say
lamp.
Mark?
I was going to say Margaret.
What's her name?
Gladys. Margaret? I feel like Gladys and Margaret are names from the same era. I don't feel like I was that far off. You just have to understand how my brain works, which is not possible. So,
this game is going poorly for me.
So, this guy's 3D printing all the panels and stuff to make a Gladys lamp.
Nice.
Like chandelier thing. It looks super dope.
It's actually GLaDOS, so GLaDOS.
Yeah.
Okay, GLaDOS.
Because it's an operating system?
Yeah.
I hate John.
I hate your nitpicky nature. Like, nothing can just be left alone.
Never.
You know?
Never.
Why can't you just let it be GLaDOS?
Never.
Now it's got to be GLaDOS.
GLaDOS.
No. If you're going to pronounce the O's, then you need the A, the GLaDOS.
There's no E in it.
I think it's GLaDOS.
GLaDOS.
It's GLaDOS.
Is it French? Anyway, we are devolving again, and I'm going to take all the credit for that. My bad.
You should.
Wow. I do, though. No, I do want one. I actually honestly think I'd get more use out of the laser cutter / like engraver. I would do wood burnings,
yeah,
like sweet designs on wood, and then I would go sell them at PAX because I have no artistic talent to do it by hand, but... You know,
but if a robot does it for you, then
I'm not ashamed to like piggyback on the robot's success. Naturally, it's got to make me money. I bought it. You know, you got to earn your living. Otherwise, you get thrown out.
The robot has to earn.
Yes, yes, nothing's free. The phone earns its living all the time.
Yeah, and then you drop it and teach it
a lesson.
You know,
it's that attitude that starts the robot uprising, right?
It really is.
I don't see what's wrong with just requiring your robot for a little help. So he makes a couple pretty wood pictures, and then he gets to spend the rest of his time chilling there and plotting.
And then he plots, and then he turns that wood burner on your face.
And then in which case, I put my hand
out. Wow, I came in last.
And I'm retarded. And then I bend that laser back on himself, and I make him cut himself in half. Because naturally, that's exactly how that would go. the struggle. Laser beams. You're cutting holes in the roof. Somebody! Roommates come home, there's like just a robot arm in two pieces, and the house is just destroyed. It uses its last dying arms movements to drape John's a dick. Anyways, devolving again. So, NASA employee, this story I actually really enjoyed. What's his name? Sid.
Sid Bikanavar.
Bikanavar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I struggled with that a little bit.
We're just going to call him Sids.
Well, the name's kind of important to the story.
Yep.
Well, the last name is, but now we can call him Sid. Or do I have to say Bikanavar every time?
Probably should.
Okay. Sid Bikanavar.
It'd be the polite thing to do, John.
Right, he does work for NASA. Give us some respect. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
The government does it, obviously.
We introduced him. Now we're on a first-name basis. That's how this shit works.
So what do you do?
So he was in Rio de Janeiro racing solar cars.
Which is badass.
That's a dope-ass thing to do. Like, if I can't even go to Rio de Janeiro, let alone to go race fucking solar cars, which I think is fucking amazing. And he was down there. What does he do for NASA? He works for Propla?
He works for JPL.
JPL,
yeah,
that's what I meant.
JPL, Jet Propulsion Laboratories.
He works for JPL. He's coming back to the U.S. He landed at, Dallas International Airport?
Probably.
Yeah, I think it was Dallas International Airport. He'll correct me if I'm wrong. They always do. And
well, you're always wrong. I'm pretty much.
Houston.
And then he got stopped.
That makes sense.
By, what are those enforcement agents? They're not like a...
TSA?
No.
Border Patrol?
They're like...
CBP?
Yeah, the CBP.
Customs and Border Patrol?
Customs, Border Patrol.
Oh, okay. Well, you just said Border Patrol. I knew there was a C in there. Anyways, I'm trying to save myself here. so he gets stopped by him. They put him in a room, and then they said, go ahead and wait here for further instructions. And they said, 45 minutes later, they came back, took him into a interview room, you know, told him they were going to have to go through his things and stuff like that, go through his bags and... You know, so he lets them, and they were nice, he said, and they went through everything, and then they came back with a digital, cell phone authorization form that basically, they were saying, gives them the right to go through your cell phone, and you have to give them the PIN number and shit and unlock it for them, because they have the right to do that. Which he didn't want to do because it was a JPL phone given to him by NASA.
Not only that, but it's a massive invasion of privacy.
Oh, yeah.
Right, and the phone is NASA property.
It is now. He showed them the JPL barcode on the back of the phone, explaining to them that it's a government phone, not his, and not something he can unlock for anybody.
Yeah.
You know, because there's potentially sensitive information on there that, you know, they're not supposed to be seeing. They don't work for JPL. That's not information for them. And eventually he ended up giving in and letting him unlock the phone.
Because they pretty much told him they could just detain him until he does.
Yeah.
So.
Which is fucked.
Yeah.
So what, 16 hours later? Is that how long he was in?
I feel like you're reading it.
No, it wasn't.
Oh. Okay, I was like, you tell me, bro. I was just trying to push the conversation. That's
yes!
I like what he did when he got the phone back. He says that the first thing he knew he had to do was just shut it off right away, turn the phone off, and take it to NASA's tech department.
Yeah, and then they did their forensic investigation of the phone to see if anything was removed, installed, or whatever. Gave him a new phone.
To see what was compromised,
and see what they were digging around with. I wish he would have had a phone call. Because I feel like if you call JPL, you don't call a family member or a friend. You just call your work.
You call the
NASA,
U.S. government,
And you go, they're trying to get in my JPL phone. And then...
Probably could have, because then they probably could have remotely wiped it or something.
And or just got a call from fucking NASA and let my people go.
I saw that. I saw that wheel turn in your head when he wanted to.
And then he saw it lock into place. Anyways, no, and he was totally what do you call it? Profiled. I mean,
oh yeah. For sure, yeah.
Never before. He's even a member of the like. The quick screening thing.
It was
thing
like global where, entry or quick, something like that.
Global yeah, entry.
Yeah, global entry, which allows him faster access in and out of the country, basically, because he's already pre-screened for background checks. Just like you can do the TSA pre-check thing, where you go in and do a pre-background check, and then that way you can just go through the TSA line hella fast, like straight to the detectors. And
right.
not have to, like... Because
you've already verified your shit. That's
exactly.
the point.
Exactly. So. And then they were still, like, trying to verify stuff from him that they should have been able to see because...
Did you guys read his statement after the fact?
Yes.
So his statement... Mind if I go through it?
No, please, because I'm not going to remember it all.
So, 18 hours after the incident, he was finally back home, and he released this statement on, it looks like, Facebook.
Yep, the Book of Faces.
Sorry for the absence. On my way home to the U.S. last weekend, I was detained by Homeland Security and held with others who were stranded under the Muslim ban. Customs and Border Patrol officers seized my phone and wouldn't release me until I gave my access PIN for them to copy the data. I initially refused since it's a JPL-issued phone, and I must protect access. Just to be clear, I'm a U.S.-born citizen and a NASA engineer traveling with a valid U.S. passport. Once they took both my phone and the access PIN, they returned me to the holding area with the cots and other sleeping detainees until they finished copying my data. I'm back home, and JPL has been running forensics on the phone to determine what the Border Patrol Homeland Security might have taken, or whether they installed any on the device, or anything on the device. I've also been working with JPL Legal Counsel. I removed my Facebook page until I was sure this account wasn't also compromised by the intrusion into my phone and connected apps. Mm-hmm. I hope no one was worried. JPL issued me a new phone and new phone number, which I'll give out soon. What the fuck, man?
Yeah, no, it's super
what the shocked. Fuck, man?
NASA's pissed, I bet.
Oh, I yeah, guarantee it.
Yep, but them being underneath scrutiny... they're underneath the regulatory system mm-hmm. of the government. They can do whatever the fuck they want. God
yeah, this,
damn it,
this is ridiculous. It's so insane. U.S. born citizen. He's worked for NASA for over 10 years.
Yep.
Like that's
not good
ridiculous.
Enough.
Ridiculous.
No, sure. He went to Rio de Janeiro to become a terrorist.
I mean, they never flat yes. out said the reason why, but it seems like it's just because of his name.
Mike says he didn't want them to find out that the moon landing was really fake.
Fucking Mike.
Does he really believe that?
Yes.
You know, I did for a while, a long, long
what,
time ago.
What, are you retarded?
Shut up. There, a long, long time ago when we were like...
A galaxy far, far away.
10th grade, maybe 9th grade. There was a like documentary special thing that came out on TV that was like, was the moon landing faked? And this wasn't where you had like a cell phone in your pocket to Google stuff, you know? And so they just made this super good case, and I was just like, it's faked. By the time it was over, I was certain. I'm just like, it's faked. I'm like, I knew it. We ain't ever been to space. But then I, you know, did some research as yeah. an adult, and I made some informed decisions.
And you made opinions on your own.
Oh, shit.
And, you know.
Yeah. And it's still faked! No, I'm kidding.
So I'm sorry about this next one, guys. I mean, continue, but the next story is from December of last year.
About what, like 2 hours ago, we were all standing outside in awe of watching ISS fly across the sky.
That's yeah. not real.
That's six not people real. In there.
We also saw Mars.
It's another moon Venus. Landing farce.
Just a projection.
Yeah. That, they launched a lamp into space so you could see the light globe go by. What was the Thomas the Toaster or something? The toaster one?
The Brave Little Toaster?
Yeah. You know the lamp friend?
Yeah.
That's who's out there. With
Lampy?
Blanky. With Blanky.
Blanky, yeah.
Blanky's to keep Lampy warm. Josh is that just no. Alright, sorry.
So you're gonna have to lead us on the next story because my OneNote is
frozen
again. Yeah.
No worries.
So all actually, right. this
hackers
is what I'm,
jack millions in Bitcoin.
This bum, is actually bum, from bum. This is from 2 months ago. I didn't notice the date
that's
on the
fine.
Story.
It's
something
still
we
a story.
Missed. We got it.
Yeah.
So
coming
back
in, hot.
In oh, and it references something that happened back in August of last year.
Okay. Fine with that.
Yeah. Just after
this.
Just after midnight on August 11th, Jared Kenna, a night owl, was working at home in Medellin, Colombia, when he was notified the passwords had been reset on two of his email addresses. So he called the company and found out that his like all of his stuff was been compromised and all of his bitcoins were gone. He later found out that he was giving away more than 5,000 bitcoins were taken, and he lost $40,000 a day in Bitcoin.
Jesus.
No. So the $40,000 a day he lost in Bitcoin was at the beginning because he was only getting like 50 Bitcoins a day. And he said it didn't feel like it was worth it, so he stopped doing it for a while. And what they're saying is that 50 Bitcoins that he stopped getting a day back in the day when he started was about the equivalent of $40,000 a day was what he was giving up on at the time. But at the time, they weren't worth that. So there was no way to know that the price was going to skyrocket.
Right, with the current cost.
Yeah, they were just saying that the price, like, what he was missing out on. When he started on Bitcoin, he said it was when he could, like, see only four other people online mining Bitcoins.
Right.
Like, he's one of the, like, original Bitcoiners. And he lost millions of dollars in Bitcoins. He never gave an exact amount of Bitcoins that were gone, but he says it's millions of dollars. He had them on a hard drive. And then he was he went and plugged the hard drive in and put them online because he was going to move them to a more secure space with a 30 character password.
Okay.
Yeah. And then he moved them and he put them and he sold some of them was the plan. So he sold some of the Bitcoins he had. It was kind of his nest egg, he said. He was like, hopefully this thing reaches $1 billion, he'd cash it in and retire forever. And they hacked that 30 character password and jacked all of his Bitcoins. And since it's a digital currency,
gone.
There is there's nothing. Yeah. He's fucked.
He had no receipt.
It's already gone, untraceable.
Yep. And that's just some shit, man, you know? And that sucks a lot. And it's becoming more and more common. But they didn't just hack his email. They hacked his cell phone, his bank accounts.
Yeah.
Like, they took...
they knew he was hoarding all those Bitcoins.
They took everything. All of his passwords. They took all of it. They said in a matter of, like, 7 minutes from when he got the email notifications, he was locked out of, like, everything. Which is super impressive.
Even
by hacker standards, I gotta feel like that's gotta be pretty impressive.
Along with our discussion about ISS conspiracy and this, Edward would like to remind us all that we are all in the Matrix.
Yes.
And,
The universe is a projection.
Keep watching. We're going to take you down the rabbit hole, motherfucker.
Mike's addition to that was John would be Agent Smith.
I would.
I would. Why? Because you'd love copies of yourself?
Dude. There would just
be Agent
Smith orgies in the middle of the street, and if a cop came over, I'd be like, "You're Agent Smith now too. Join us." People just be like, "This is a fucking weird ass world." There's a glitch in the Matrix.
There's a glitch in the Matrix. It's called John.
They probably unplug my ass.
Are you guys? Is anyone here scared of having their information compromised or hacked?
Personally, no.
Take my fucking debt. Do it. I dare you.
You could empty my bank account and I'd get reimbursed.
That too.
It's just not enough money.
Yeah.
My bank account's. I just keep it really low all the time to make sure that there's no incentive for hackers to get in there. Is that what everybody else does? I try not to save any money, you know, because that's how the hackers get you.
So, just to be clear, Adam's been building this ship for 15 minutes.
It's like a big... It's a robot arm. He is making the robot printer.
He's making the Swift.
I mean, realistically, though, as we move more and more digital with everything, digital security is something to think about, you know. I used to be better at it. But then you start using the same password over and over again, you know?
Oh, my God. If somebody gets my password, they have access
everything.
To my whole life. You know, and it's just because, I got to be honest, I just don't care that much.
Rachel says, depending on your bank's policies, you have 30 days to file a dispute.
Well, if somebody cleans me out, I promise you I will call them in the morning.
Like, I check that shit
every day.
I'm
going to stop
at
the gas station for a rock star, and it's going to say declined, and I'm going to be like, I keep it low, but not zero.
What do you mean negative?
Yeah, right? And I'm just going to be like, Houston, we have a problem. Ooh, space talk.
Rachel said, hashtag banker knowledge.
Hashtag my wheelhouse.
Nice.
But I think that's all we got for news, right?
What?
It is.
No. So then, after... No, I'm just kidding. That's it.
No, we're all waiting now.
Okay. So then, after they stole all of his Bitcoins and everything, now he's probably going to kill himself. Because if I lost millions of dollars, that would be my first move.
Okay, well, I think that's just John's own assumption there. But...
What, you think that's speculation?
Seems a bit drastic.
Millions of
dollars. $1 million, that's a lot to lose, though.
Not even 8 million. He said millions.
But yeah,
he has 60 bitcoins left, which if 50 a day was $40,000 a day, then let's just say that that motherfucker's got like... He's got like...
If he has 60, I believe they're up to like $700.
Adam, you spent this entire time making a penis, didn't you?
Nope.
You did exactly that.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You're so full of shit.
It doesn't even look like one yet.
I'm not done.
Ooh, it's gone up quite considerably, actually. One Bitcoin
This will too.
Is equal to 1,000 US dollars. A little over 1,000 US dollars.
So he's got about 60 grand left. From his millions of dollars he saved from being smart in Bitcoin mining early.
What is this garbage? Out of construction zone.
Yeah, you made it your dick too big.
It's blocking your rockets.
Horse malarkey. No, it's not. Rockets only fire straightforward.
Oh.
Okay, that actually looks a little better than that ridiculousness. There we go.
I'm not sure how you've seen a wiener in this yet.
So, we promised you gameplay, and it's gonna happen. I just don't know when.
I'm showing them the game, the shipbuilding aspects of this game right
the
now.
The shipbuilding aspects?
I mean, yeah, that too.
So, anything else on Bitcoins? How many Bitcoins do you have?
I have 14.
You probably shouldn't say that on the internet. You might get hacked.
14,000.
Now everybody knows all your passwords are the same.
But my Bitcoins are on a hard drive, not plugged into anything. It's air-gapped. It's never even been...
I don't even think that's a thing.
Air-gapped is a thing. So, like, an air-gapped computer has never been plugged into the internet or any network. Well, it could be on a network, but it would have to be a secure network that's not online.
Yes, it is a thing.
I know. I was just talking about
it. I was...
Just kidding. Sorry.
Don't apologize.
You look like you're about to smack me, though. You had this look on your face like my patience is wearing thin, boy. I almost said sorry, Dad, out of nowhere.
That's fucking weird.
So is building a dick ship.
It's not a dick ship. It's a hand cannon. Like, does that look wienery to you?
A little bit.
I'm head of that not dick, that is a big-ass mushroom head.
I'm not done with my drawing.
Told you not to come in here when I'm vacuuming my room.
So are you ready to talk about this game yet? Or
let's go Gadget first.
You want to go Gadget first so we can
finish
building
he's got like
his,
an hour left on this wiener.
No, I don't. I'm almost done.
Well, I don't know if I can talk about this Gadget for an hour, but I think it is pretty cool.
Go Gadget Growler, Phil.
The Gadget... The gadget is called... Yeah, you screwed me up. The gadget is called Growler Chill.
Sorry.
It's actually pretty cool. If you're the type of person that buys growlers and fills them up, you know that they don't last very long after you open them. You really need to drink it pretty much...
That day.
Yeah, exactly. Because then it just gets flat.
Yep.
And that sucks. This is a machine that sits on your countertop and looks really nice, too. And holds three of the 64-ounce growlers and keeps them refrigerated and pressurized and in the dark.
So, in the dark?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Light will break. Light will, sour beer or whatever.
Gotcha.
So.
Okay. Nice.
Grower?
Yeah, wow.
I'm surprised Mike hasn't said anything because I know he really enjoys the word growler.
He goes, hey. Growler. often does that.
What?
Yeah.
I mean, all right.
This thing's a little pricey, but I don't think it's too out of the realm of, you know, it's seeing that it's like an appliance sitting on your countertop.
364-ounce growlers?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. That's
you think they
almost three
12-packs. 365? Pounds growl 365. See what I did there? 1 year.
No, because that's not a common growler size.
Nope.
It should be.
I want it to be one that you could
just to fit in with the 365 joke. just to fit in with that joke. That's why it should be common. That's the one reason. That's not enough.
I feel like Adam's making a drill now.
Yeah, he's gonna drill people's things with his cock.
Oh, he's making the sack now. He's trying to round out the balls. I gotcha.
God damn it.
You are lopsided, my friend.
Yeah, I am. Damn it.
Hey, it's more realistic, though. You know, everybody got one nut bigger than the others. I'm actually not sure. I never measured my.
What have we
so
become?
This is a Kickstarter. And if you act really really fast, like within 24 hours, you can pick one up for $379 or $389. It looks like normally it's just going to be $399. So
$399. So it's basically like a tiny wine cooler.
Sure.
I don't know,
I
man.
Could
have
buy
you seen
a wine cooler?
So you take the growler, and then like there's like this little cap that you put on top of it that comes with it, and you put it in this machine. The part of the machine is actually called the Virginator.
Aha!
And you stick it in there, and you pull a little lever down, and it replaces the oxygen inside the growler with carbon dioxide.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. So it doesn't...
Right. And then you take the growler, you flip it upside down, and you stick it in the machine. And also, there's a companion app that will come out with it. Where you can monitor like how much is left in there. It weighs each growler.
Yeah, there's an app for that.
Motherfucker. 'Tis a mighty phallus. Alan Ababa says, reminds me of Minecraft. Welcome to the stream, Alan Ababa.
It's a little
That's
bit.
Alabama.
That says Alan I.
We
Baba.
At Bad Flicks.
If you listen to Bad Flicks, that was Alabama.
Oh, okay.
Because nobody could say it. Yeah. And we just gave up and we're like, Alabama!
We thought he left. It was a girl.
It was a girl.
Ooh, sorry.
I didn't assume gender.
Oh, good for you. Ooh.
Are you talking to Adam?
No, sorry.
Oh.
I'm proud of this.
Good for you.
I'm becoming more impressed. But I don't feel like you're going to have it done in time.
I'm trying
There's
to hurry.
No guns, no paint job.
I already put guns on there.
Alan Ababa said
and I'm
that
white,
she is
so
a girl.
No paint job is needed.
What, you're not going to paint the balls blue?
No.
That is the real blue baller.
Thank you for watching again.
Me make a giant show, dick.
But, yeah. Sorry for calling you Alabama last time, John.
Alabama.
Alan Ababa.
Alan Ababa Bama.
Anyway, I think this thing's pretty cool. It is a little pricey, but if you buy a lot of beer and growlers and stuff, it will...
Can you put Bud Light in a growler? Mike asks.
Why?
Well, actually, you can do it on tap. If you walk into a bar and you can probably ask him to put it on tap.
And actually, if you had this machine, then it wouldn't even matter that it wasn't pressurized.
Yeah, because it would replace it.
Right.
I was going to say Bud Light probably lasts Mike long enough that he'd need to store it.
Because he drinks like a bitch?
Pretty much.
So you got two replies.
Rotate to the back, please.
Hold on.
So Mike said the Bud Light thing. Rachel's like, gross mice. What, Mike,
there?
What the fuck?
You're here in these
on
spots?
On the right side. Up. There.
I hate you guys.
Yeah?
Yeah, round them out.
And in response to the hopeless comment, Edward says we embrace our hopelessness.
Yeah.
And then Alan Ababa says that she's going to hit you, John.
Hit him hard.
He said that's fine, apparently.
Alabama. Anyways.
Go, Bama!
So they're shooting to have the reward ship in like August or September of this year. They actually worked out all of the production details and stuff first.
Nice.
They're really just using Kickstarter as a
pre-order
kind
machine.
Of a pre-order, so they can make a large enough order for manufacture. You know, to keep the cost down. It's been a very successful Kickstarter. It's actually still got 15 days to go. It had a pledge of $175,000, which is now up to $490,000.
Oh.
So, there's a lot of people interested
in
that.
There's a conversation going on in the chat. It's great.
Apparently, there's a bigger calling for growlers than I anticipated. I knew people used them. I just didn't know that people used them and then felt the need that they had to store them for so long.
Well,
I thought people usually just drank them.
If you buy especially for, like, someone like me. Like, I, you know, if I buy a 64-ounce growler, I'm not going to finish the whole thing in one sitting.
Unless he shares it.
Well, yeah, if I share it, but, like, for
you
myself.
You never share it.
You know.
This is becoming a mighty sack. Like, I just want you guys to know that I'm becoming...
It's too right-angled, man.
No.
Have you ever tried to build testicles with squares?
I'm talking about the bend between the dick and the bag.
Oh.
What?
It's a half hard. It's a half chub.
What are you talking about? It's perfect.
I don't know about you, but there's not 90 degrees in my penis.
Oh, is it up?
It depends. Sometimes.
What degrees?
Sometimes.
45.
This is derailed now.
It's an oblique angle, I'm sorry.
There he goes using those big words again, so I won't understand.
You know, I feel like the growler chill would get more use here in the studio than that robotic arm would.
Only by me. Make it a better purchase.
Not only by you, but mostly by you.
He's calling you a drunk.
I think the robotic arm would get more use.
I think we would all drink more if you could just walk up and pull a tap and get a fucking...
Oh, 100%. 100%.
Fresh, ice-cold beer out of a growler. Got three different kinds and...
Okay. So, well, Adam, put boosters on this thing and let's get it moving.
Oh, shit, I forgot engines. Fuck.
Alan Ababa. Is it Alan Ababa? Alan Ababa? Come on.
It's Alabama!
Said shit. Screw Bud Light, put vodka in them.
Oh.
And,
that's just rough.
That does seem a little rough.
Oh, look at my face.
And then, she also wants to point out that we agreed no talk of penis, especially because there are women here. I don't know why that's going to stop us.
When did we agree?
Yeah, I don't know.
It must be a bad flicks
obviously
thing.
Obviously, nobody knows
it
me.
It probably was a bad flicks thing.
I don't remember agreeing to never talk about dick on any show, because I would never make that deal.
We've derailed quite a bit this episode.
Adam, you are breathing super heavy, bro.
We don't usually talk about dick as much here.
I'm literally the only thing I'm staring at is a giant digital penis.
No! I ran out of fucking blocks.
That'll just be a slow dickin'. Maybe you hollow out the shaft.
But anyway, that's pretty much all I got on the growler chill. If you ever wanted a countertop solution to storing growlers, so it was nice and easy and cold. It's refrigerated. You can set the temperature so it's like an extra cold, or maybe you got some stouts. You want
some beers are better
warmer. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty cool.
Stouts and porters are better warmer.
Yeah. The warmer it is, the more flavors that come out. You can taste the flavors, the individual flavors more. When it's cold, it just masks them. That's why you drink beer like Bud Light ice cold.
Yeah.
So it just masks the taste of it.
So it just tastes like...
Try drinking it at room temperature.
It doesn't even
taste something.
Yeah.
Poopy buttholes.
I was going to say, never mind. You know what?
I got it. Alani Baba.
Alani Baba?
Yeah.
Alani Baba. That is better than Alabama.
Alani Baba. That's a lot to say. Can we call her AB?
It's all one word. How about ABBAA?
You can't say Alani Baba?
Can we just say Baba?
Black sheep?
Bah.
Isn't Baba? That's handy for dad.
What?
Baba, that's Hindi for dad.
And Habibi. Habibi is Hindi for...
Alani like Baba?
Baby. Yeah. Habibi is the shortened version of your name in Hindu, I promise.
All right. I feel like we've vamped enough, and we need to talk about the game.
Yes, we are. Sorry, I got to just delete one block so then I can fly this thing.
So this is Galactic Junkyard?
Galactic
right?
Junk League.
Junk League. Yeah.
How Galactic Junk
dare you. There we go.
Close enough.
Yes, and it's, so if you've played Robocraft, very, very similar to Robocraft, except instead of tanks, you're making giant spaceships, or in this case, giant space wing.
'Tis a mighty phallus!
Now it's even more unfortunate you can't, like, rotate it and pitch in all different directions.
Yeah, right?
It's true. It's
can you go?
True.
Can you back it up and push it forward?
Especially, I could do that.
Especially because of the way he made his tip. Unless he is pointed directly at the enemy ship, he won't even be able to fire.
Well, the nice thing about these rockets is they're homing, so as soon as they go out, you lock onto the target that you're aiming at.
Just ram everybody with it.
I should just ram
behind only, though. Or head on, actually.
Look for the scrayness.
You should learn how to get the mic going so you can yell stuff like, "Say ah, bitch!"
That's cool. So
get macros in there and
there
shit.
I
okay,
am.
So you make a giant penis spaceship, and I can't even say off.
So is there any other penis spaceships on the other team?
Let's look. So that is the nice thing about this game is while you're waiting to go in, you can look over the enemy and
they
your
all look
team's
pretty
ships.
Practical.
None of them look as mighty as phallus as mine. This thing's gonna be so
slow. I don't
know.
That square one looks a little weird.
Like yeah.
The wide one back there in the background.
This
you
one.
You mean the gun deck?
Yeah.
Or this one.
That thing looks dangerous as fuck. I don't want anything to do with that. Look how many guns it's got.
That?
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, don't go straight on at that thing. You, actually, the back is decently...
Oh, that's the perfect spot to just ram it with your
yeah.
shit.
Plug it in, plug it in.
Can I have to turn Adam down a little bit?
I'll move it back.
Is that
a
your
bit.
Core? So,
oh,
like,
man,
visible?
You're all exposed.
That's Adam? My warp drive. That's my space.
Is your core right behind it?
No.
I can see your core like...
Enemy will hear you.
Yeah. He's going to get killed in like one shot. They're going to be like, oh, there's his core. Pew.
Well, it's not like...
Jesus Christ.
I am... He ran out of blocks.
Dude, did any of you see the RoboCraft art that came out of this game? Out of that game?
Oh, look, he's going up.
Yes. Dude, those are some floaty balls.
I even made sure that they had separate humps.
Get him. Get your teammate.
Get him.
I'm so slow.
This is a genital jousting.
Because I only have four engines.
Can you do your point-to-point warping?
I can.
I was going to say the battle will be over before he arrives at the battle.
Oh, dude, you need to teleport Ram, bro. Yeah,
like, surprise Ram.
Just rockets.
Hey, look, it shoots out white rockets.
Like, how long does it take to walk? Spermies.
Alani Baba says you're going to ejaculate.
I don't know if you said this. This game is free to play, right?
This game is 100%. Well, it's not 100% free to play.
You should get in the battle.
You can. I'm trying. Here
he's
we
just,
go.
He's just dicking around, man.
Are you shooting?
Yeah. Doing damage.
Can you do a sideways, like, yeah, look at it while you fire? I want to see it shoot out the...
into the battle.
Your little spermlings look pretty dangerous, my friend.
Skadoosh.
Someone
might
even...
need bigger rockets if you're going to ram people.
You're going to...
Do you think his ship is, like, very virile, like, very potent?
Right? That's what I was going to say. He's going to impregnate one of these things.
Oh, leave me alone. Leave me alone.
You hit him.
Oh.
I'm getting torn
he's
up.
He's busting your balls.
Yeah, he is. My balls are about to fall off.
No, he's going to chop off the nuts.
He still has a gun.
Oh, my balls are gone. I've been castrated in space.
Fire. Fire.
I guess I do still have guns.
Jesus
Christ. I'm still alive. Somehow. Still alive.
You know, I doubted the core way back there in the shaft, but you're still alive,
oh,
buddy.
Jesus.
Everybody's too focused on the head and balls. So.
Exactly. So as you can see, as you take damage, blocks of your ship start to fall off. When the core is exposed, they can blow you up. Finally, there we go.
You're like, finally, put it to out of its misery.
There are four classes and then the rookie class of starships. So when you first play levels 1 through 10, you have to play just the rookie ship. It limits you on certain things that you can have just to help you get a feel for the game.
You guys are fucking winning.
And, yeah, Team Ramrod, obviously.
Hey, man, it is a mighty phallus.
And, when you see something this epic, you get inspired, all right? So your ships all have a CPU limit, which is...
You should point-to-point warp somewhere where someone's hurting.
Fair enough. I'm going to sneak into the back of the battle.
Of course you are.
And, badoosh. Oh. Fire!
You're not even doing anything.
I'm way too far away. Maybe I've used the wrong rockets. Maybe these aren't the homing ones. They should be. Anyways, so you use your CPU, and basically it's just points at how many points you can put into your system. Every block costs different CPU points, and different abilities that you have cost different AP or ability
Josh,
points.
Can you cue Jaws music?
No, no, but what's funny is Edward said when you respawn, you got a temporary condom.
Oh, yeah. A little shield.
A little shield, little guy.
Firing away.
The other people on your team's ships, look at them shooting rockets. And you're like, 1, 2, 3, 4, reload.
Yeah, I wasn't able to get
cream
enough rockets.
Cream him. Cream him.
Kill assist. I don't think I'm going to get any actual kills.
No mercy.
Oh.
I've overloaded. I can shoot again.
I don't...
Refractory period.
You're taking in the booty boat.
Oh,
turn around.
I'm trying.
Rachel says our streams are always better when we have dicks involved.
Of course they are.
And
look at that mighty phallus.
They're coming in hard on the port side.
Oh, they got that power core this time.
Yeah, they did.
Did you see the rockets out of that thing?
Yeah, I only have 4 rocket bays, so it doesn't
shoot very
many.
How many do these people have? Like 60?
You can have up to 8, and different rockets do different things.
It's just spermicide, is all it is.
Dude, those machine gun rockets look way gnarlier that just stream them.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, this game is you play 6-minute rounds. It's a race to 20, or the first team, or when the time's out, whoever's in the lead wins. They do have other game modes coming out, but right now the game is just in early access. So that's those things are coming later.
I can't believe the only game you're going to win tonight is this game because of your dick shit.
Oh, I doubt it's because of me.
Oh, no, you're very assistful.
Oh, look at that. I just penetrated shit out of him.
Look at that, man. He's got, like, no engines left.
Oh, but he's hidden now.
Yeah,
take an hour to get over there.
Oh, the match will be over. Oh, he's gonna, is he going to come over the other side? He
you
is.
You got 36 seconds. Start firing now. He's not stupid.
No, he's
seeing the brakes. Oh, your teammate's going to.
He's hiding from your dick ship. You guys won.
0 kills, 2 assists. We did win. Dick ship. Not very effective.
All the dick jokes, says Edward. And Rachel's got a crying emoji.
Glory there. So, yeah, you've got your CPU.
You should call that, like, Old Glory or some shit.
USS Old Glory. You can have up to 3 ships. You can buy more slots. Yeah. You can buy more slots in your hangar with either in-game money or real money. The only thing that you can buy with real money that you can't buy with in-game money is XP boosts. Although they did do something that was kind of cool with XP boosts in this. When you use one for a game, it gives it to your entire team, which I thought was really cool. It makes it a little bit more of a beneficial thing to everybody. So you're just like, hey, I'm gonna get some bonus. You're going to get some bonus. Everybody's happy. What else is there? Like I said, every block, whether it be armor blocks or different cores, different abilities, different systems, they all cost X amount of CPU, and your ship can only have a max amount, which limits how big your ship can be and how many guns and everything you put on it, which is kind of a way to balance it. So you can either like have a really weak ship that's extremely deadly, or a tank, or a giant donger. Hey, okay, in my defense,
you don't get one.
Even in the video on Steam, they advertised that somebody made a kitty cat as a spaceship to fly around. So
can we compare the two? Can we compare the two real quick? Let's
obviously,
see.
Kitty Josh.
Cat. Have you seen the How to Draw a Cat?
Dicks are involved.
You
no.
start off with a
I
wiener.
I don't need to know.
And then you just draw a couple of feet, and then some ears, and some whiskers.
And some eyes.
And then somebody drew a really detailed scrote cat, which was gross.
It's got veins and shit.
They took the How to Draw a Cat, it shows a dick and then a cat so you can see how it's done. And then right below it was a picture of like a, what are those cats with no fur?
Oh
testicles.
Hairless
cats.
Yeah. And it was like one of those, but it was a dick cat with like, just really detailed.
Mm.
And then they're like this, and you're just like, oh God. Somebody didn't get the lesson.
So you said donger, and Rachel goes, she's concerned about your synonym, your synonyms, Adam.
Well, what's wrong with donger?
I don't know. She just said that. Oh. And then Alani Baba says, great, now we're talking about pussy.
So yeah, anyways, I'm trying to think if there's anything else I haven't covered in the game. Oh, every time you level the style of ship that you're using, the class of ship you're using, you unlock things that can be used
Does
on
it turn
any
black?
Ships you build. So, like right now my battleship is level 6, but they also have, I'm just going to go ship options, delete this real quick so I can look up the other ones. Yes, I'm sure I want to delete the dong.
What? They you also spent have a, like an hour doing that.
They have a frigate, which has different starting stats, different CPU limits, a cruiser, a battleship, a destroyer. All of those can be leveled up individually. And like I said, as you do, you unlock different systems for your ships. Battles are based on how many blocks you're using in your ship, so everything will be roughly similar. Like, people are still working with the same amount of material, kind of like they did with Robocraft. And it's just, it's a fun, creative game. It's where I am trying to talk, and I'm, oh, yeah, that's Robocraft, and that's a Santa on a bicycle. That's way cooler than I mean, I don't know if it's cooler than my dong, but...
Well, you already deleted it.
I did. Proof is gone.
Yeah, show me.
Exactly.
And we'll see.
Yeah, basically, and it's just Team Deathmatch, like I said, is the only thing they have right now, but they are coming out with other game modes. That's really it. Yes?
I like this.
Mm-hmm.
But I think RoboCraft is a better version.
Honestly, even if you get on the forums, people say that RoboCraft is a better version as well. This isn't as grindy as RoboCraft is later on, as far as...
RoboCraft is grindy, because I can attest to the fact that if you want, like, top-level armor in RoboCraft, and you don't want to pay money, which even paying money would be so expensive to buy that stuff. The grind, though.
What? I have to show the audience something. Edward, I know you're watching and everything, so...
Is my dick out?
No. No. Here we go, audience. This is what Edward just sent me.
Oh, that's it? He saw it! That is the scrub kitty! Ooh, send it to me too, Edward. I want Scrocat.
But yeah, no, this game isn't nearly as grindy as RoboCraft, which is nice, but RoboCraft does play better, in my opinion.
I like it because you can fly
or drive around.
And you can also rotate your ship however you want. I had a floating ship that every time I turned too sharp, it flipped upside down, and then I had no function. And then I just, like, hot air balloon hover. Upside down.
Are they talking to you in the chat over there, or are you just in a room?
Oh, that's just all chat. That's okay. General.
Sir Cain of Myrtle. Sylar.
Careful. Yeah, and it's just fun to play games like this same thing with RoboCraft, where you can build your own tank or your own spaceship or whatever. Don't touch me. Whatever you're doing. And then during combat, you see pieces get blown off. So, like, you could just end up being like, I've got one engine, and that's it. And I'm just... Scooting around.
I've had on RoboCraft just two wheels and my guy sitting on the axle. Yeah. You always make your guy sit on an axle. I learned that. And then, like, if they're the drive wheels that have motors in the wheels, you can, like, drive around until he falls back and he's, like, dragging. Or if he falls forward, he'll get caught and then you have to back up and then drive forward and your guy's, like,
wah! Doing this.
And you're just, like, trying to run away, but you can't steer. So you're just, like, nee.
It's and that'll fun. Happen with this because in this game they have side engines and thruster engines. So some of them control how your ship moves side to side and strafing, and then some control forward and backward and up and down. So there are times where it's like, I can only go up or forward, back, up and down.
Now, that does this do it off of level for matchmaking?
Off of CPU.
Okay, because I was going to say RoboCraft originally started off of level, but then they realized very quickly, and they did a good job, they changed it to where... like if you had top tier armor blocks, it changed the class of your ship, and then you only battled ships in that class. And you put a bunch of tiers in, because the problem was people with better ships were
dominating.
Better armor. Right. You'd be in there, and then they'd be in there because they had the same amount of like CPU or same level, but they bought the blocks or something. But they fixed that.
No, I have not. I've played quite a bit of this. This ship is level 6. I have another ship that's at level 10. So I've played quite a bit, and I've never felt anybody was overpowered in a match, except for weapons that outrange yours by quite a lot. Like, there are weapons that have, like, a 3,500 meter range, and my cannons only have a 1,700 meter range. So closing that gap to where I can fire upon them...
Impossible.
Oh, yeah, you take so much damage. Your best bet is to try and warp up on them.
Are those laser beams?
Oh, no, it's laser beams that are a little later on. Laser beams I haven't researched yet. I believe they are...
What are people shooting you with then that look like laser beams or like electrical beams or something?
It's probably the heavy laser. With 2,400 meter range as opposed to my 1,700 meter range.
Yeah, because they be lasering the shit out of you from a distance. And they seem pretty accurate with it. Like, the one guy, like, didn't look like he was doing a lot of damage to your ship, but he went straight to your core.
Oh, those things burrow holes, like... But they're not very good for faster ships. But if you're fighting against a ship that's slow, you just drill right through the middle of their ship.
I was going to say the physics in RoboCraft for flying are way harder to deal with.
This is super basic. Yeah,
and so it's like I had the hardest time. Like, I made ships that I had to put wheels on because to get them up to speed, to get them in the air, I'd have to drive them across the ground like a runway, take off at the start of the level, and then if I lost any speed whatsoever, I just back down.
Is that all you got, Adam?
It is. Like I said, this game's a lot of fun. If you like creating stuff and then fighting with it, like if you like RoboCraft, you'll like this.
Mike says he sees why it's free to play.
It's simple. It's just because it's free to play doesn't mean it's bad. All right.
It looks fun. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's, I mean, it's a good time killer. Every time I play this, I listen to podcasts.
Oh, I could see you wasting a lot of time in this building and right, stuff like that. Yeah,
oh, yeah. And then playing a match, and then, like, I'll spend, like, 45 minutes building a ship. I'll play one match and be like, okay,
that sucks. Huge weak point.
Yeah. 45 minutes again re-editing the ship. I mean, as you can see, it took me 45 minutes just to build a dick, and I was trying to go fast. So you can get really creative. One thing before we go, if you do decide to play it, certain blocks and add-ons don't have collision set properly, so you can, like, put a couple basic blocks on there, put something else on it, remove the basic blocks, and then put armor blocks leading up to it, and it'll still connect to your ship just fine. So if you do play, learn to take advantage of that.
Yeah, the same thing in RoboCraft.
Oh, did they have some of that in there? Yeah.
The other thing is, I can't tell you how many times I built a ship only to delete it as soon as I was done. I'm like, go into the test area, test it out, and I'm just like, this ship sucks.
Yeah.
Delete. I'm like, there goes an hour. There goes an hour of my life. Like, it's...
Yeah, overall, fun time killer, and it's free unless you want to buy boosts.
Edward said he'd play something like this if there were pre-built ships.
There are, actually,
but
Edward.
I'd be the same and sink all my, like, the same as tonight, and sink all my time into making them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, once you make a good ship, it's not that hard to want to ride it out. Because, like, in RoboCraft, you make a ship to get your grind on. And when you have a good ship that allows you to score a lot of points, I had one ship for a long-ass time, and then I had other ships I built and
had
fun when I was waiting for people.
Edward, real quick, if you do like the combat and the actual gameplay style of this without the building aspect, check out Fractured Space. It's better ship-to-ship combat that still controls the exact same. You just no building in that. All the ships are already built. John forgot.
Well,
what
I think
show
that means
on.
It's time to go.
Yeah.
So
before we get out of here, does Adam have you got a couple Resident Evil videos you got?
We do. Part two with Adam playing probably will come out either tomorrow or the next day, and then we should see part four.
Yeah.
Because this weekend sometime. You'll have to watch episode 102 to get part three.
Yep. Yep.
We're luring you into listening to the podcast again. So,
and to comment on part four, all of it.
It ends pretty well.
Yeah.
There's a lot of guesswork.
It ends pretty well.
We don't exactly know what we're doing, so we kind of try and figure it out. But the ending is well worth it.
Yeah. I thought we knew exactly what we were doing. John was
a
professional.
Gonna say, we're going to cut out at least 70% of that.
It's going to look like John just went straight
it's
through.
It's going to be a 30-second video.
Ah, the magic of editing.
Yeah. John's video was 6 minutes because that's how good he is.
I want to also remind everyone that next Saturday, not this Saturday, so Saturday, February 25th, we'll be doing an all-day stream of Legend of Zelda, A Link to the Past. This is in honor of Legend of Zelda, Breath of the Wild coming out the following week.
So join us for that. Hop in the chat. Maybe help us out if we're
right.
If we're stuck.
Also,
if you, for that, hop in the chat.
If those of you in the chat have been talking to people like, say, Edward or Mike, they might stop by and play
with
us.
Who's Edward?
Yeah.
Good night, everybody.
Yeah.
Good night.
Good night.
See you next week.
Bye, Ed Weird. Bye, Alabama.